Channel 2 over. Beginning, I'm setting this up for Debbie this Sunday, the 21st of April, 74. Channel 2 over. I'm setting this up for Debbie this Sunday, the 21st of April, 74. Channel 2 over. And I'm setting this up for Debbie this Sunday, the 21st of April, 74. Channel 2 over, and I'm setting this up for Debbie this Sunday.
Maybe there's more new routes.
Yeah, so my tooth hadn't hurt today. So I guess I stayed out of the wind.
Uh-huh. That was, maybe that wind. We were in the wind a lot.
Where were you in the wind?
Well, here around, just on the place, right in the wind. Was it kind of strong? That was Saturday, but it was Sunday that your tooth hurt in the night, wasn't it?
Well, it just got a little bit up here. The doctor said I might have a little problem with it, and I guess I just thought maybe I was having it. It was just up here a little bit. It went away when I, as Miss Daisy says, when I took it. I don't know how she says aspirin, but I took an aspirin, and it went away.
You took an aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Mamu doesn't even take aspirins, guy. She's the healthiest thing I know.
I really don't. I guess I've taken, I guess, about three. And, I guess, I don't ring. 6 months, I guess, more than that. I don't know when I've had them. When I thought I was taking a little cold, now about a month ago, I guess, a month or more, and was hoarse, took that hoarseness, and coughing a little while I took an aspirin, two aspirins, and just one at a time, one day, and one night, and one another.
Gene says that Ernest is going to be at the hospital another week, but not because he isn't getting along fine, but because Dr. Enneking, it's easier to do therapy there than it is at home, than having to come back and forth. And she says he is one spoiled person. Has done so much finer than anybody in the family thought he would do.
Yeah.
That they really kind of petted him.
And Annabelle just didn't dream that it would be as painless. Gene said that he had 2 days of nausea.
Oh my, it's like
the first
say.
2 days, and after that he has not even had pain.
Well, of course, and they've kept him painless.
Well, that was a great relief because he'd been having pain.
Yes.
He?
Oh. Yes. And Clara, the younger daughter, is here and going to stay, she said, until her daddy sets foot in the house and she can see him come in. And her husband's gone, but she's here. And I was going to have a little something at the house when he came home. I thought he was coming home today or tomorrow. So Gene said that he could now have some company. And I said the last thing in the world I thought a person needed in the hospital was company. Because he's in therapy.
Well, if you're not in pain.
But evidently now he's right back. We're ready for somebody to come by and say something to him.
Don't you reckon they're still giving him, though, stuff to keep him from having pain?
I imagine.
That's what I imagine.
Mm-hmm. But, we've had such dire news for so many of our friends. It's a relief to have some
from good news.
Good news.
Oh, yeah. Certainly is. Well.
Well, I'll tell you, I've had enough for another day.
For another day.
Oh, it just happens fast. Everything just happens so fast.
Well, Mother and I were sort of anxious to know about it. We talked about it on the way out.
But you had enough for a day, so he don't want to.
Another day, he said.
Oh, me. You enjoyed being with Shirley this morning, seeing the calves, though?
I didn't see her.
Oh, you didn't, Dad?
No.
Well, after she said she'd be out in the yard.
Another fella got there before I did, and she went off with him.
Why, guy?
Well, look at that.
Of course, he bought three little bulls from her, so
oh.
He had the advantage on me.
Oh, yes. He was buying then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. He had the advantage on him.
Well, did you see any of the calves up? Were they up where you could see them?
Yes. I don't can hardly recognize them, though. They're so busy.
Oh, well, I guess.
And I went on in and used the telephone and just sat there and telephoned. And I called the Red Cross in Gainesville. And this lady she must have talked 20 or 30 minutes, just in general about what the Red Cross does and all. After I asked her about finding out where the peg was, why, if they can't find peg, they lost out, because the way she talks, you know, they are the professional finders,
mm-hmm.
people.
Oh,
yeah.
No, they hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, Faith sicked them on me over there for a time or two at any rate. When she didn't hear from me, she'd stick the Red Cross on me.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way she got one letter from Peg, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know. I remember hearing that. When somebody was lost, you know, I couldn't find them. That when I was kind of working in the Red Cross room up there, they would report about it.
Why don't you all go for a walk? And I go to bed.
You're going to bed. Well, it's a wonder you stayed up. You had all of this by say.
I chopped over there for an hour or so. An hour about my speed.
You know, the hour comes so fast when you chop it.
Yeah.
You think, you know, you're going to be there about 30 minutes, and first thing you know, it's an hour.
It seems like,
well,
I've heard that chopping was one of the good exercises. Is that supposed to be true? Seems like it. This one just for people to do is chopping. Seems like I've heard that.
Yeah.
And it evidently is, because it gives your whole body something.
Yeah, and if you're in an awkward position, it'll do more than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're in an awkward position, it'll
be backhanded. If you lead with the left hand instead of the right.
Well, when you called at 2:00 and said everything was settled, I thought you'd already been 7 different places.
Hadn't been off the place.
Hadn't been off the place. Oh, that's bad.
Well, over seven. I decided just to talk to him on the telephone instead of going to Ocala, and it's just as well. He went out and looked at it and told me, I just want to know about the electrical hookup. And so.
Well, Mm-hmm. Hey, Dr. Wade.
Mm-hmm. I called Wade, called him back. No, I didn't. I didn't. I had this ring from Evelyn. utility service. As Evelyn talking, I guess. And it worked out so well. He'd come in the morning and dig a hole for me. And also tie the trailer down. I just called Wade and told him. Well, he said, guess what? Debbie just called me and asked me if I could find a room for her. Well, I thought to myself, that'd be a fine arrangement. And I wouldn't have to look at her all the time. And she'd be over there, like Mr. Weaver, you see, where she can go to the store. And, you know, if she's over there, she wouldn't exactly need a car so much, would she?
Yeah, she'd
be
going back and forth.
Yeah. You mean the town?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people she could hitch a ride with, get into the office.
I knew she was just, the town just didn't suit her.
Why, she can't just sit down and talk is more than I understand. She got the most curious notion about how to handle things.
As if she doesn't want to bother anybody.
Mm-hmm. It's more like she's elusive.
It looks that way. But I don't think it's that as much as she doesn't want to intrude. Is that great civility?
It's mm-hmm. close to my hip.
Uh-huh. I don't know what it is. Well, anyway. That'd be all right.
Yeah. That'd be fine. Be over there with the sinners. Well, things are a little more interesting. That storefront, you see, mm-hmm. she's never had that storefront.
Mm-hmm.
And do her good.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Wade if he didn't have a room. He says yes, but Julie was in it. That's a little 16-year-old. Well, I said put her out somewhere, and she can sleep anywhere. She can take care of herself. Just the thought of what goes on there is more than.
Yeah.
If you were that close by, you'd think about it. You'd think about it.
Yeah.
Ha! Go on there.
Squirrel.
Go on there.
Squirrel. Did you make him? Did he jump? Go?
Yeah, he. He took his time.
Hey, he'll come back, though.
Well, all I told Ward was that things were going on out here and that you needed a little direction. And he said, well, just drop in. He's available anytime. But I just got my word in. And I said, we were cooking up collards and ham and stuff, and we'd check in with Phyllis. He seemed to be agreeable. I think that's the main thing, just checking in. And I didn't, I told Becky not to leave a call. I didn't want a call on his desk for him to call. I didn't want him to feel like he had to call. I said, just find a time when he's available, and you just tell him, and you just tell him I'm on the phone. You get me? Tell him I'm on. That's what you did.
Mm-hmm. Your mother went by to get her glasses straightened, and Holloway straightened them, and he said, he sure was sorry that they hurried up on those glasses. But they got to work just the minute you called them, and they're down there. And I said, well, you pick them up. And Mother said she was proud that you'd have a second pair.
Oh, I sure am.
And he said, well, you know, that's... people will have two or three dresses, but they don't think they can have an extra pair of glasses.
Well, that was Monday afternoon. Tuesday morning I called and told him to hold it up.
He said as soon
he's
as
already
you,
started.
He said as soon as you called, they went right to work.
Because you said you want them quick and fast.
He said they were just trying to get them out as fast as they could. Well, anyway...
he's the one, not the
other fellow. Yeah, yeah. It's, it's because they make them there.
Yeah.
Yes, and the other fellow had to send them off.
He said somebody had hammered my, it's like hammered with my frame. Yeah. Oh, it was crooked. The boy at Knoxville, I expect, had to hammer pretty hard to get it straightened.
Well, if we want to have a little activity tomorrow, we better go on to bed.
Well,
you can't go to sleep this long, this early, but you can rest, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only activity we'll have is the backhoe coming over. Be here about 9 o'clock. And you go out, you'll dig a hole out there for me.
I can't see this yet, but I guess you can. So I'm not bothered about it.
Well, I explained it to you once. It's I'm going to redig that little silage trench and pull the trailer up in it and have the dirt on either side, you see, up about level with the windows, and then tie it down. Like you do by law. That's the regulation. And that will be the only place we have that would be some protection against a strong wind. You just have that little silage trench that used to be out there. I can't see you, Faye. You'll have to say something.
Yeah. Well.
And you'll pull it up in there and... you see, you'll be protected. The wind won't get you except halfway up. And then you've got a whole line of trees there. Not just one tree, it's a whole line of trees. And they're all oaks. And that's the best I can do, the best I can figure out. Ideally, I'd have a smaller one. But the small ones cost more than this one, and this is nicer than the big one, than the small one. So we just take what we can get and then do something else. Now you see, I can't see your face, and I don't know whether you understand what I told you.
I understand what you're telling me. That's fine. As I said, it didn't matter.
it matters if you want to know. If you don't want to know, I bring it up.
Yeah.
You know what the old silage trench was, the little one. I'm just going to make it wide enough to pull it up in there.
Okay.
And tie it down inside in that. That's the best I can do. That's the best I can rig up. Now, if you can do better, you go ahead. You got the day before you.
All yours. Okay. It's just amazing that you can get somebody to do it.
Yeah, got them the first thing. It never happened again.
jobs, I guess, are not easy to get, maybe. I mean, they are.
Well,
people are wanting them. I mean, people are wanting jobs, maybe. That's what I should say. Wanting to find a job.
Why don't you go on and walk with Faye?
Yeah, take another walk.
Nothing
okay.
else to say.
Yeah. Well. Okay, we'll get a little exercise and watch the dishes.
She said this doctor examined her, and I ought to examine her ears. And when he did, he says, this is why we'll just take a test for wax in your ear, you know. And said that he found it was just packed and packed and hard, just real hard. And he got it out of, I reckon, both ears, she didn't say, but said she just hadn't been hearing anything, and reading she'd taken up lip reading. And she said that woman, the next time she saw her, she said she was the happiest thing. She says, I've been hearing just perfectly plain ever since I got he got that wax out of my ear. And to think it had been going on, and this doctor she'd been going to had been treating her for different things, and said why he never did that, you know. Got the wax out of her ear. She couldn't understand.
And it was a chiropractor.
And no, it wasn't a chiropractor. It made me think, though, about how treatments, you know, and things do happen, you know, like that. And doctors, it just came to me. Well, she said she was one happy woman. Clara goes to the lip reading. Person all the time, and she thinks that she really has gotten help from it, and I think she has too, because she's had this bad cold or terrible throat cold this winter, and she's had some setbacks on it. But it says, of course, as you've got to pay an awful lot of attention to that lip reading, though, so because and keep your mind on it. But said she thought it was a good thing too. But she said that was one happy woman, though, that had been going for months and months.
Her doctor hadn't found it.
No.
So she happened to go to this other doctor.
Yeah, she went to another doctor. She just thought she'd been going to this doctor long enough and it looked like getting no service at all and getting any better or anything. So she just decided to change doctors. And when she did, well, that doctor was alarmed because to think they'd never. That's usually the first thing I thought that. The doctors usually, or ear doctors usually did, was kind of to check you for wax in your ear.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to go every so often and get the wax out of my ear.
You do? Mm-hmm.
Well,
I guess.
Now you notice it first.
I guess if you let it, if it stays in so long, it just really gets hard and hard. And she said this doctor had to work pretty hard to get it out. But she was amazed at it. Said she didn't come back to the lip reading place anymore. Said she could hear and she didn't need to.
And Catherine and Clara both come by and stay with you?
Oh, Catherine always comes by, but Clara don't always. She'll bring her. She usually does the driving. But She'll come sometime. Sometimes she feels like she wants to go on and rest a while or something, or has other things to do, something like that. She'll come in sometime, get interested in things, and if she finds a book or something to read that she wants to see, she'll always stay.
I promised to send Clara some of what Guy was writing.
She really would enjoy everything, because she does. She is a big reader. Oh, she's always. She said, "Just give her a book," and she was happy. So.
When I first knew Clara and Catherine, it was Clara was such a tomboy.
Yeah, they said she was just really.
Was that all at once?
Yeah. She just got everything. I didn't realize she was getting hard of hearing.
She really has had trouble, I think, though. There's some trouble when she was a child, even in some way. I know. Different things. But she has. It's just something all the time. And she can. She tries to. Catherine says she won't. She thinks sometimes she knows more though than the doctor knows. Because she has had, you know, in being the teacher that she was, you know, she had to go through a big health course and all.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she really gave herself this winter. The doctor couldn't get a place in the hospital. It was all full and everything. I guess he could have gotten the one if she'd wanted to go on with several people, you know, but she wouldn't go in with that. But he couldn't get her, and he told her then that she said, well, he was giving the shots every day. And she said, I can give myself shots. And he says, yeah, I know you can. So he sent her home with that, and she took her shots every day at home then, and never did have. Said he would call and said, no room yet, no room yet. And so she just said, well, she was getting some better, and so she didn't go to the hospital for that spell then. But she usually checks on the doctors, though. She sure does. She has a lot of different ones. Then she goes back to Charlie for a checkup every once in a while. And he's going to let fly to get on me. He sends her to, he'll say, no, I can't do it. Well, what kind of fly is it?
I don't know. Beetle thing.
Beetle, I guess, or something. Wants to get right on my face. He'll tell her to say, I can't do that, or you just go to this specialist with a certain kind. It's gone, I think now. It's just
one of those. It's not a fly.
But they are the kindest girls, so they want to do something for somebody, and they're so willing to do it. And it looks like it really hurts them when they can't do something for somebody.
Well, it's certainly been nice to be able to call on when you need somebody to stay with you.
It certainly is, and they really want to, too. Well, they said that, of course, they can't do enough for even Suge. He's helped them out a lot. And he said, she said that his secretary, Alma, just really saves her life almost about. She's so kind and good to inform her about her business and things, check on it, and so good.
I wish I had some local person that I could call like that.
Sure do, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, she says, and Flossie says that, Alma is just grand, says she certainly does know her business. And she says she helps me out a lot, too. So she really, and L.S. said when if she quit, he's going to resign. He's going to resign,
well,
too,
know,
but I don't guess he would because he'd have
there's
some.
There's a person down at Howard Hall that I feel, not that way, but I feel pretty close to.
Uh-huh.
I can call her
and
her,
ask for something.
Instead of trying to get home. Shall I call you?
Well, they really think that LF has been real good to them in helping them out because they don't have anybody to call on either, you know. No relatives. Their brother in Nashville, of course, is too far away. And she was thinking about, I think she's just 62. And going on Social Security.
dropping so many, some
of her insurance, you know, that she was taking was costing so much, things like that. So, but they are fine girls.
Well, that I thought they were a lot closer than 13 years apart.
I don't know just how I did my old one. But, Catherine don't like to drive. She can, will drive and all, but she don't like to. But Clara does all the driving when she's physically fit. That was a good supper, lady. I enjoyed it.
We all ate.
We really ate, didn't we?
The meat was not as good as I could have wished.
The what?
The meat.
I thought it was real good. I ate all mine. I could have done on a little lesser piece, but I ate every bit of it.
Well, let me see if Mr. Eastman's at home.
Oh, you want to call him? Is that what's going on?
This may be the auction night. I don't know.
Oh, it is auction night. You know he might want to go. And it's already on.
Spending program has started, it is never stopped. Hardly anyone now alive can remember one that was stopped. Anyway, that is Washington's other agony at the moment, the destruction of the value of the people's money and how to stop it. A president weakened by scandal and the threat of impeachment is unable to give much leadership.
Man.
And so at the moment the question hangs in the air without answers. David Brinkley, NBC News, Washington.
Yeah.
Pollution. Crime.
I just listened to the radio news.
Was that right then or recorded?
Huh?
Was it playing just then or was that a recording?
No, I record just about everything. But I don't keep it.
Of course, years later when the boost is no longer needed.
So if it's interesting, I want to hear it again.
And if it's not.
Yeah, this old thing here is about 10 years old. Probably worth $5. Sit down.
How are you?
Just coming. So tired. How are you?
I'm pretty tired myself.
Kind of warm today. I got thing down there, so I look out there and it gives me the squints. That's reason it's so dark in here.
Well, I like it like that. It's cool. It's shady.
I just get used to it. That's my trouble.
Yeah. It's nice to get used to it.
That's, they make them both ways. See, that one, the light comes through, and this one, it doesn't.
Oh, it's a different kind.
Yeah. All come to the dime store or from.
Murphy, is it down there?
In Gainesville.
$1.50.
This is cool. Shady.
Trouble is, 6 foot is as long as they make them. And these old ones you see are a lot longer than 6 foot. These are 10 foot ceilings. Of course, what people do now is they put another ceiling up there so they don't have to heat so much.
To bring it down.
that might be all right, except I've never lived in a house with low ceilings. I always lived in, it's funny, I just think about that the other day. I always lived in an old house, brick's more comfortable than this.
I remember your old house in town over in Gulfview.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice one.
That was all right.
I like to step up in the music.
Yes. It was dark too.
Mm-hmm. Pine trees.
Yeah. We stayed there 3 years.
So
all the time the Williamsons were in Vermont.
Oh, I was.
They went to stay.
That was your house.
Uh-huh. They went to stay a year, and we paid them $125 a month's rent. And I thought that was going to break the bank.
Yeah.
Hell, now you almost pay that for a room, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hi.
I guess that's the cost of living.
Yeah.
A part of.
That's the reason I can't go anywhere.
Pays you to stay at home.
I can't afford to go anywhere. I have to stay at home.
I know what you mean.
Well, a fellow ought to circulate a little bit, you know. You've got to get around. You've got to keep in circulation. You see that handsome fellow there with the red on his head? Can you see him on this side?
It's not the lady there. Oh no, the woodpecker.
Yeah. Isn't he a beauty?
Yeah.
He likes that suet. That's that kidney suet.
Is he a young one? Or is he?
He's dark, and his color's so fresh, I think he's a young one.
Well, he likes that.
See, when they stay around a while, they gets dingy.
Out in the sun, though.
We used to debate whether or not it's a good idea to feed the birds. It's not really altogether a question of that. You don't know the birds are there unless you feed them and when they come down. It's partly just having a place to visit with them.
Yeah.
Because they don't eat much. I don't put out expensive things. I get that chick scratch. Now the chicken scratch is too coarse for them.
Can they eat cracked corn? Is that too much?
Well, it's cracked corn. It's got other things in it. But this is for the small chickens. They call it chick scratch. And it's not costly as bird feed.
Bird feeds a lot.
And then I get that suet, that kidney suet. You see, the kidney suet is more like tallow. It's flaky. They can eat it. looking at him against the light right now, and if I would do it, if I would do a few of the things that I know to do, everything, the things would be different around here. But if I just put a solid board up out there, just a mm-hmm. foot board out there, to see him against, it'd work all times of day. You can't look at anything against the light, you know. You gotta have the, and the light's all right. It's supposed to be back of you, but then it's shining on that tree over there, you see, and that blinds you. Now we saw the red bellied. I guess I could see him because he's against the shadow. Keep a little water out. Do you feed the birds?
I got chickens. I feed chickens.
Yeah.
I just bought them 50 pounds of cracked corn today.
Mm-hmm.
I like birds a lot. I used to like pigeons. Someday I'd like to have pigeons again.
Mm-hmm.
Wild birds are pretty nice too.
A little touch of wildness helps, as Soro says. There's a meadowlark way over there. There are not many. We've got too many ground feeders, these predators. Now, like the armadillos, you know, they go along and eat the eggs, I think.
Hmm.
And,
they eat quail eggs, I think.
Yeah. When I came down here, it was lots of quail and meadowlarks. Now there's just a few.
Yeah.
I'd go down this back lane there, and there'd be meadowlarks singing all over, all up and down the fence.
That's
just one fence, you see. Now you don't see one. That's my fault, you see. I could get a dog and that would run him away, or I could get out and shoot him. I don't.
You couldn't really stop him. A dog might could stop him.
You would stop him.
My dog chases him. He loves to chase him for sport. He's never eaten anything wild because he's never been. I don't know. He doesn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
He never learned.
Yeah.
But he chases him. He loves to chase armadillos because they're slow. He's a big dog. He's a German Shepherd.
But you won't kill him.
I've never seen him. I had a couple baby chickens next door get killed by him, my neighbor had. So I bought some chickens. That's the reason I got the chicken. Because I wanted him to be around the chickens. I didn't want them to shoot my dog for eating their chickens.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, he got to not noticing the little chickens anymore. He never ate another one, as far as I know.
Oh, really?
He did that more because he wanted to play with it than anything else.
You hear him cracking it? Telling you, they got a beak. That's all I can do.
Well, we have to change that grain a lot for Willie, don't we?
Yes.
We have to crack it.
Yes.
grind it and sift it and cook it and mix it up with a bunch of other things and eat and spread.
That's pretty remote from the good earth, what do they call it? Earth foods? Even at best, we're a long ways from this. Pulling a piece and eating it.
Yeah.
What do you live on?
I've been living over.
What do you live on? What is your chief diet?
Bread. And eggs.
Yes.
Rice. Corn.
Yeah.
I eat chicken once in a while. A couple times a month I'll eat chicken.
I'm an oats eater.
Oats?
Uh-huh. Oats for breakfast.
What form? Rolled oats?
Rolled oats, yes. And that sees me through the day just about. I don't eat much lunch. Because not everybody likes rolled oats.
No.
But it depends part on how you cook it. I'm a cook. That's all I can cook. You see, you put it in boiling water. You know, the quick oats, it doesn't take long. Depends on how much extra water you put in. And you sort of get it down to where it's, you know, just beginning to stir hard. Then I let it set on the fire for a few minutes. Low fire. And put it on a double boiler for about 10 minutes. And then I take it off the double boiler and let it, you know, so it won't be soft. So it'll have a little consistency. And I don't like oats just put in and taken out, you see. I got to go through this whole process. I don't see them.
No.
Just salt.
Just straight? Just salt.
No. And I used to eat an egg for breakfast, but I haven't worked enough. I haven't been active enough, so I had to cut down a piece of toast. I like a big breakfast, but I can't.
If I was to compare oats, I probably eat mostly wheat, whole wheat. I like the taste of the nuttiness.
Yeah.
The grain. Of course, I work a lot and I eat a lot.
Sure. So, I guess, strictly speaking, we just have one meal a day. At night, we eat a little meat and vegetables. A lot of times around the country, we can find some fresh vegetables. I don't raise them.
You don't raise them?
No. There's too much else to do around here.
Gardening takes a lot of time to do it, right?
Yes, it does. It's worth the trouble, I think.
I got a small one. should. It's hard to see how a farmer can make a living. Almost any kind of farmer. Like cattle. I don't see how anybody can raise cattle and make any money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even make it worth the time.
You gotta have some money. The margin is so small. I had 30 cows, and I had cut down a good bit, and then I built back up the 30. I raised them. And this place would hold about 50 cows. Now, that's good-sized cows. See, a small cow won't eat as much as a big cow. And then I still would have space to put in some winter pasture and some hay. It would hold 50 cows. It used to be, even when I came down here and bought this place, that they used to say at that time that 50 cows would make a living for you. But what happened is, you see, people got to spending more. And if they spent, say, $1,500 for an old automobile in 1960, they'd spend, you know, they keep adding up. So now just a small automobile costs you $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's any easier to save money now than it was then.
See how anybody saves money.
No.
I mean, I just don't see how.
Oh, it's now that he comes back. He lands on that tree, looks around, and he jumps on it. Is he up there? Can you see him?
He's beautiful.
I'm not against saving money, but I don't save any. I'd love to have a little extra every now and then.
No, there always seems to be too many things that need taken care of to really get in saving money real big.
Yeah. Who was that? That was him, wasn't it?
Oh, I guess. Do you have more than one of those?
Yes, several of them come. You don't mess around with livestock.
I never have. I've been watching other people managing it though, and I just don't understand how they do it. See, I live in the middle of somebody's cow pasture. And pasture's been fallow for about 8 years.
Yeah.
And see, her, this lady's husband died about 8 years ago. Nothing's been done to 140 acres since he died, to this year.
Who is that?
My name's Lucille Gladney.
Yeah, I know Lucille.
Harvey Gladney.
Yeah.
That's why. And she got her a manager. More like a partner. Not too long ago.
I say I know her. I know who she is all.
Well, if you know where the place is.
I have an idea where it is. I'm not perfectly certain.
Well, it's out 329 on the other side of Micanopy, across the county line.
Yeah. Up to the left.
Up to the left.
Yeah.
And I live way back in there.
Yeah.
I live in the middle of one of her cow pastures in a house that's been vacant about the same number of years. And this foreman's just getting ready to put new cattle. He's going to put cattle back in the field that's been empty. So I'm going to get some first-hand experience, it looks like it, in the middle of the cow pasture. I don't have any fences between me and them yet.
Didn't take much of a fence.
Boy, they sure like to nose into stuff.
Yeah, but they won't bother your fence. A couple of strands. Yes, I've wanted to get over in there, and I wanted to talk to her. You know, she's brought up in the country, and
mm-hmm.
I kind of like that. People who it's right refreshing to run into somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is all. I got nothing, no particular object in it. It's just. She's right easy to talk to, isn't she?
Yeah, she's pretty easy to talk to. She's real busy a lot. But trying to get a farm organized and all. She's trying to. I think the foreman wants to make a real high production farm out of it. My neighbor seems to think he's breeding cows too early. Trying to get too much out of cows too quick. I don't know much at all about cows.
Yeah, you've learned.
Yeah.
Just look at them. Watch them. Work with them. Handle them. You learn, I think, more from handling them than you do just from looking.
Well, I bet.
When I came down, they had all this grass. I didn't have any intention of getting in the cattle business. But I had all this grass, and I just didn't have the heart to plow it up. So I bought a herd of cattle. I started out with a few steers from the livestock market, and that was so much trouble. That kept you buying and selling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just bought a herd of cattle. It was advertised for sale. I paid $5,000 for a herd of cattle. That's a lot of money for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never handled any animals down here. Livestock down here is different.
Really?
Oh, it is down here from what it is up the country. And I had made all the blunders in the book. Learned the hard way, everything. I found out how you could manage pretty well. You would come closer to making a little out of animals if you would. I'm not sure that the brood cows are the answer. You got to get them through the winter, you see. See, the winter's down here mild, yes, but it's still long. You get a killing frost in November, and then you don't get grass until at least March. It's any good. Depends on whether it rains or not. Well, if you do brood cows, you do better by artificial insemination, and you can do it yourself. It's no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually less trouble than a bull. A bull takes upkeep. And if you don't, you wear him out. And you see, I learned all these things the hard way. You rest them. If you leave a bull with a cow the whole time she's in heat, you see, he'll wear himself out on one cow. Well, you don't have to let the bull stay with him every day. Every other day is enough. And you have to feed him. You think, well, you'd feed the cows. They're the ones that need to feed, but it's the bull that needs to feed. Somehow, the bull seemingly has more to do with the calf than the cow does. I mean, you can take an old scrawny cow and put it to a good bull, and she'll have a beautiful calf. Now, she may not, you know, he may not grow off as fast as you want. She may not have the milk. At least you'll start out with a nice guy, okay?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. That bull is something. And bulls differ. Some of them are aggressive and some of them not. I had one bull here, and he had the hardest time breeding some of my cows. The last bull I had, hellfire. I never even thought about it. When they came in heat, I'm telling you, he bred them, and those cows didn't get away from him.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, that old bull, that one, that other bull I had, I used to try to help him out. I'd get the cows up in the runway where they couldn't get away from him. Well, I didn't have to do that on this other bull. I mean, he was a breeder.
Did you keep him?
Well, you can't keep him for so long, you see. And then they'll start. I'm just a one bull organization. And they'll start breeding their calves, and then you have to move them.
You can't unbreed them.
Doesn't work out well. So they start breeding their calves. Let me see if they need any help out here.
Who wouldn't sleep on it?
Yeah.
it is.
I didn't tear it.
Oh.
I'll turn the light on for you. I was looking up.
Okay.
System of justice are working well. There was enormous publicity about this case before the jurors were chosen. Nothing like it had happened in 50 years, and it was caught up in the swirling.
Is where I work. At home, I don't miss it. I have a gas stove, gas refrigerator.
Well, you don't miss electricity because you got gas.
You don't use a.
Okay.
You don't use a lot of electricity. You don't use a lot of. You don't need a lot of electricity to live. Or power of any or gas. It doesn't take much.
What kind of lights you have?
Kerosene. But you can't really study and read by that. You know? Electricity would be real nice to have and be worth it.
You would come around to that.
Oh yeah, I want it.
But aside from the light to work with, well, you need it for power tools.
I need it for my power tools.
Yeah.
And she might go through with it, but it's a rather big investment. It's she has to guarantee the power company a revenue guarantee of $20 a month, of which I'm, of course, willing to pay, you know, as long as I'm living there, but then I'm only a renter, you know? And it goes on for like 35 years.
Oh.
Or until someone else adds on to that line.
Uh-huh.
And, that doesn't look likely. Like,
so you've been
it's a cow pasture. I'm way out in the boondocks, the other side of 75.
You'd be an investment for her.
A real big one.
Real big one,
So,
telephone?
I just about get a telephone, too.
Well, first thing you know, you'll be just like the city folks.
Well, let me tell you.
I don't want to go into the city.
Let me tell you. I don't want to interfere with your business, but I just express my own feeling. Nothing would please me so much as to be right up there next door to her. She had electricity, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd love to live next door to her.
You would?
Sure. She's still back in the boondocks, too.
Her house?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I guess she is. It's way off the paved road.
Yes, on that little old dinky, not even a grade road.
No. County grades it every once in a while, but it's not landlocked or anything.
No.
She's got this foreman, you know, this new foreman.
Well, yeah, you ought to be the foreman.
Well, I don't know enough about cattle. That's the reason I wasn't.
Well, that's the reason you could learn. God almighty, was that woman there, all that money? You see, her husband died and she collected a lot of insurance?
This foreman had her buy a whole lot of fertilizers. They just bought like $2,000 worth of fertilizer.
Well, you don't buy it all at one time, you see.
I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Well, that's it. He'll spend all our money.
I really don't think he does.
You see, you're ignorant, but you could go in there and you got some restraint, and he probably hadn't got that much sense to start with.
He's got a great big farm down near the highlight, I understand. His name's Cooper.
Uh-huh.
You know a fellow named Andy Cooper?
No. I just run him down. I don't know him.
You could make more for her than you can off of furniture. But the reason I'm talking to you like that is because that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to send Faye off somewhere, and I'd hire out like that.
Well, she needs a foreman worse than anything. I tell you.
You talk about foreman, I would really strut. God almighty, all you got to do is talk. Just talk. You can go down the store and find out what they're talking about, and then you can come back. No, she's got it. I mean, she's got that's the thing. That's what she's back there, and she's God. There ain't many places like that anymore.
I know it. How did you, Jeffrey, find it?
It just fell into my lap. I didn't hardly do anything. There's some neighbors that live over there that I happen to know that. The Greens, Bruce Green, his father's a physics teacher at the university. And, Bruce had mentioned it to me that this house was empty out there, and that I might go talk to her. So I did, and she said, "Well, if you'd like to live there, you know, you're welcome to." And I've lived there for 2 years, and I never paid her a cent. But I do work for her, and I do. Fix up the house some, you know, so it's convenient to live there. But I haven't really been, you know, I haven't really brought her in any money. I haven't really managed any. I haven't really had the knowledge to manage her.
But you've worked on a tractor.
Well, I work on a tractor. I'm good I'm good to fair mechanic. Fair to good mechanic.
He's a fair to good mechanic, old Jeffrey.
Well, I'd never touched a tractor before. I mean, it's just like a car, practically. It's all it is, it's just easier to get to.
Easier to get to, yes. The old ones are. The new ones are getting to be like
that. Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Oh, he's out there in the heartland, Faye. I'd give anything to be over there. I'd love to own the place.
Oh.
I'd rather be there than here. I'd swap with her anytime.
The whole place is mortgaged up to here. Yeah, she's made so many, you know, she really needs somebody who knows what they're doing. And everybody she's kind of relied on, anybody she's kind of leaned on, they just pull the rug right out from under.
They do me too, till I caught on to them. They all took me for a ride, the poor folks and the rich folks, when I come down here.
Uh-huh.
And they'll do anybody the same way.
I didn't know they'd do the natives.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she doesn't feel like she's a native so much. She's only been here like 4 years.
Oh, Jeffrey!
She's more native than I am, but she still remembers that she wasn't born here.
Oh, yeah. I see. Uh-huh.
She married in.
Yeah. Oh, that's the heartland. She had 500 cows.
At one time, I bet she did.
Recently. I heard people talking about it.
She's only got about 50 head now.
Is that all?
And they just wander out. I mean, they just wander out there.
Yeah.
A lot of times I wished I knew.
Well, you can learn about cattle.
I'll give you a start.
We had a herd. Guy just sold it. It was something.
Oh yeah.
We just didn't have any help.
You talk about something. You just live with a herd of cattle. That's what I did for 12 years.
And you know you really miss them, even.
Oh
really?
Oh, you do.
I had to let them go. The feed was getting high. I couldn't handle it. And I had this operation, and I can't ride a tractor. It upsets my urinary tract. Prostate. So I had to sell the tractor. And hell, that's my life. I'd rather ride a tractor than a horse. You can have a horse all you want it. Just give me an old tractor.
Sometimes, you know, Jeffrey, he'd come in real tired from town, and he'd just go out and get on the tractor and just, you know, just
Just you know
cut
my hip. What do you mean hip? You know, I get out there and work. I mow, I plow.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It sounds like I go out there and ride around looking at dishes.
No. But then he'd just feel so refreshed. You know, I got out there and ride the horse, but he'd go out and plow an acre of land.
Oh, yeah, you don't need company when you've got a tractor. No.
That would mix with your furniture, maybe.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes, and her old man died.
Yeah, I understand you did.
And that she couldn't, she didn't, I didn't know she was, that, I didn't know, I thought she could manage better than that.
Well, she knows what to do, but she doesn't know when to do it, is the way she puts it. When?
Well,
she knows how to do it, but she doesn't know when it's supposed to be done. And she
she's
me
surrounded
that.
With cattle people there.
Yeah.
Just surrounded with them. All of them. They get all missing farmer.
And
she'd
probably
find
do.
Out. She'd find out. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Got a glass of water?
Sure.
Well, yeah, that's a nice place,
It's beautiful.
Don't let that get away from you. If you don't want it, let me have it. I'll live over
there. Well, I don't own it. She owns it.
Because I can't, I'm not a mechanic.
Well, there's nothing to, an old tractor.
No.
Thank you.
That you were out there, you know. You were just out somewhere, and I didn't realize which direction.
It sure is beautiful out there. It's quiet.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of company.
No. Well, let me tell you, Jeffrey, I made money on this place.
Did you?
Yes. I sold the cows for $20,000, and that's all clear. You don't pick up $20,000 every day of the week.
He just had a small
one. I paid off the other, you see, as I went along, made a little money off as I went along. That's tax-free. Replacement. Well, what I mean is, I've hit it hard. I've wrestled with the thing. The whole shebang, all the things that you come up against now, I've come up against them. And see, what beat me was this urinary tract. I couldn't.
Well, you almost have to ride a tractor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're going to do anything out in
yes.
You have to be...
You don't want to hire somebody to ride a tractor. You want to do it yourself. That's the
fertilizer.
That's more pleasure than any other. You put out your own fertilizer.
Yeah,
it's more pleasure to put it out yourself. And then you won't fertilize the weeds so much. you learn a lot. Just all that stuff. Do it yourself. I've got a complete... implement here to farm with.
Tractor.
Yeah,
yeah,
hay
bales,
rakes,
everything.
Yes, harrows and plows. I've used them.
You've had this place 12 years?
1961.
13. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know that you did all that. Well, you've got everything but the cattle.
Yes. I've even got the grass.
And other people don't.
She can send her cows over here on and use my grass. She doesn't fertilize.
Mm-hmm.
I got enough room for the kind she's got. Woods cows. You can put in more than that.
Well, I'd like for you to come out and visit sometime.
Well,
I think
I would like to visit. I'd love to come over and spend a week with you.
He likes that.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
he really does. Hell, all my friends over there. Old Cecil Pardee, he's the biggest son of a bitch you ever saw.
God?
He raises vegetables. You don't need to raise vegetables as long as you're over there next to him. You know Cecil?
I don't know him. No, I don't know him.
You know where the Shiloh Crossroads is?
Yeah.
Well, he's the first house, second house up there. Old
on the left?
Is there right at the crossroads. He's the next house up.
On the left?
Right. Going out towards Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's the one that's got the vegetables. He sells them.
We've been eating his onions.
Wait, we've been eating his onions at Barn Dining at John Thomas.
I'm just
going to
put these things on. Let's keep on talking.
Don't let me interrupt you with your dinner. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm just
going
to put these things on to keep
up. His verdict, through its implicit rejection of John Dean's testimony, has caused questions about his effectiveness as a witness in future actions in court and in Congress. More from Bruce Morton and Fred Brand in Washington. Some Republicans, including Vice President Ford, said the verdict had damaged the credibility of a probable key government witness in any impeachment trial, John Dean.
It does have an impact on the credibility of the committee was planning to call Mr.
Sure took it a long time to warm up.
The committee staff has been investigating the Vesco contribution, but it was never a central allegation against the president. Some members agreed with Ford today about the verdict's effect. Others thought the meaning was mainly psychological, a win for the president after a string of losses.
I certainly feel the committee will want strong corroborating evidence before they rely on John Dean's testimony to support any charges against the president. With respect to Mr. Dean's credibility, in my opinion, it has not been attacked or any way diminished. By the same token, that if both of these gentlemen had been convicted, that would not have in any way affirmed for myself Mr. Dean's credibility. That's something that I think the committee has to make its own judgment.
I see some psychological effect, certainly possible.
See, now, they'll rehash that stuff. That's just a waste of time. That's the reason. Wonder whether it's worthwhile to listen in
now. Yeah, I wondered that.
Well, gosh, it looks like Jeffrey was there where he could learn cattle racing and everything else.
Yeah, and Woodruck on too. Cattle, you see, cattle are just on the sideline. They don't, with all the equipment you got now, they don't take much time. Hmm. Or be there, you ought to see them. Move up there right next to Miss Blatney. Because I'd love to visit with her. She'd be a good influence.
She's a good woman.
You don't need a house, or you need a little old trailer that you pay $300 or $400 for.
Well, I've been living in this house.
What I mean is, it costs you less to get a trailer and move it up to the right.
Well, not necessarily so for me. See, this $20 a month, guaranteed revenue. If I use up $20 worth of electricity, I don't pay any more than that. All it guarantees is that they get at least $20 a month.
You wouldn't use $20 a month.
Oh, yeah, I would.
What?
Saws. I use power tools quite a bit, particularly if I'm working there at home. When I lived in Micanopy for a while, my bill was 16 something a month then. That was a year and a half ago. I'd use right close to $20 anyway a month.
Well, you lived in Micanopy?
I lived in Wade's White Woods.
Well,
place. We had a little gift shop there.
Yes, I remember. Yes, I'd forgotten that. Yeah. Well, I just beat the breeze with it. But I'm a trailer man.
Trailers? You can't hardly move an old trailer anymore. If it's over 5 years old in Marion County, they won't let you put it out there if they know you're doing it.
Well, they won't even know it. Not out where you live.
You'd be surprised. It's growing up quite a bit. The old Simonton Ranch sold back in there.
Yes.
And there's surveyors and realtors in and out of there.
Yes, I know.
It's not going to be boondocks much longer.
Well, you can make the most of it.
I want to stick right in there.
Yeah, stick right in there. There'll be owls there for a while.
Yeah. I want to build a house there is what I want to do.
You want to build a house?
Yeah, I want to build a house and live in it. Build a house where I can work and live. In one package. Because
sure.
A man ought to be able to do that. If he's going to live efficiently.
Sure. You expecting somebody?
No. And maybe the food.
Hello? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I've been there 2 years now. I tried to buy a piece of her land. I talked to her about that. She said not as long as she lived would she sell me a piece of that.
Yeah. But she let you use it.
She let me use it. She's been really good to me.
Yeah.
She really has. And, the experience has been really good for me.
Yeah. And that night?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I got tied up with this old house. It came with a place.
It's a nice house.
But I haven't lived in this much. We've lived in these little trailers.
Trailers?
You see, in the trailers, you've got everything. You got your utilities right there, and it's better than they are in here.
This nice house.
Yes.
Old cracker house.
Yes.
It's better than the ones they're building today.
Yeah.
It lasts as long or longer, I bet.
You gotta be so careful with this. You see, it's a tinderbox.
Uh huh.
It's all this old hard pine, you see.
It's just the most beautiful wood, and they just got it stored up there in the attic and down there under the floor.
Yeah.
And if they ever tore this house down, you could build some of the most beautiful furniture with it.
Yeah.
Curly pine. I bet there's curly pine up there.
Yeah.
Just rough rafters.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I get my best wood is from salvage.
Yeah. You got transportation? I mean, you got something to haul in?
Well, we've been renting flatbed trucks.
Yeah.
From the rental place. I've been working on my truck. I've got an old Chevrolet truck I've been trying to get going, but I started from scratch, and I've been painting the frame and got all new suspension parts on it, and I'm trying to go up from the bottom rather than buy a new truck.
Yeah.
Couldn't really afford to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of things I try to do are really impractical, I find, after I'm partway through, but I like to do things that way. I like to know what's in them, and I like to things I'm going to keep and maintain. I like to know them from the ground up. I don't
sure.
know.
Yeah.
Be surprised.
Nobody can tell you that. You gotta find out.
So actually, I got two old trucks. They're both about the same year. One of them's I'm going to get running first, and it's just going to be. Well, if it'll run, it'll it'll do me, because I need something to haul with, you know. I need something to move around. I was even thinking of trying to get an old wrecker crane to save my back a lot, you know, because I have need for lifting a lot of heavy things around, logs and such.
Yeah.
I want to mill my own logs. I want to cut my own trees. Not cut them down, but there's so many that are cut down that go to waste.
Yeah.
That I'd like to mill them and use them for material.
Yeah.
And I believe, you know, I don't know whether a man could afford to do that today on a commercial level.
Oh,
but
yes,
it'd be,
you can do it.
It'd be very practical on a small level for me.
Yeah.
For materials.
Yeah.
I mean, I went into town today to buy materials for a job I'm doing in Micanopy. It took me 3/4 of the day to get home.
Yeah.
To get back.
Yeah.
And I was never so angry as after I went into the Scotty's Home Builder Supply.
Yeah.
And I tried to talk to a salesman who was trying to answer 3 telephones
yeah.
and talk to 5 other customers and
yeah.
and he couldn't remember what I told him, and he had to keep asking me. And I just turned around and walked out. I was just so disgusted, because it wasn't what I wanted in the first place. It was just you know, the price of lumber is just way up, and the quality of the lumber is just way down in the material. So I'd like to cut my own, build a small sawmill.
You can do it. You sure can.
I'd like to try.
Yes.
It'd be worth my time if I'm going to build much more furniture.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of trees besides pines around here that are really worth. They're really valuable, and people today just see a big sweet gum tree and they figure, well, that'll grow back in a few years, you know, and they just go and they just cut it down and they burn it up, or they let it rot.
Let it rot. That's right.
They don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And trees are a pretty important thing.
Yes,
when
they
it come,
are.
Comes down to either whether you got them or you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, one reason this house is so nice is it's just shaded. It's protected by all these trees.
Yeah, that's right.
If they weren't here, it'd be really different.
Yeah. No, these little houses, concrete blocks they put up right out in the boiling sun, you see.
That's the kind of house.
I think you can do all that, Jeffrey, without getting involved in technology.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a whole lot of those things if you.